Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
The first Monday in January. It is January 3rd, 2022. How are you? So grateful to be sharing my time and space with you this morning because someone somewhere didn't make it today. They had to transfer to the other side, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit. And happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today is your birthday and you're celebrating, we're celebrating with you. Yay! You made it to another year. And the Roman calendar. And also let us keep in mind that this is not a grand time for everyone. It's, you know, there's a lot of sorrow, a lot of aches and pains going on in the world. But just for a couple hours today, we're going to celebrate life anyway. So have a sip of tea. You'll feel better, especially if you got a little black seed oil in it or a little walnut tincture in it. Mm-hmm. just things, just to make things go down smooth. If you're listening online this morning, thank you so much for joining us. We are on all social media platforms, on our YouTube page, excuse me, Higher Learning TV Show, and on Facebook, HLNTV1. And also, the women's site, pixolay.com, P-I-X-E-O-L-Y. If you are not a member of that social media site, that is from the Women's Network Group. This is a social media platform designed by a fellow journalist, a woman of color, who not only has Pixolay, but she has Click Click as well. All that information will be on my blog with other information, and I'll be sharing a little bit later. But right now, you want to set those DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 to see the Higher Learning Network TV show, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. If you have been celebrating, you know that chances are you may have done a little overindulgence and you may have caused some imbalances in the body. And often those imbalances show up as dis-ease. We call it disease. Dis-ease. There's an imbalance somewhere in the body. And a lot of that has to do with what we eat and what we drink. And if you are thinking that there might be a little something off in your body, then you might want to check out diabeticdonuts.com. Free of charge. Download the PDF. It's how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. So just keep that in mind. The tea is so good. Have some. So I just wanted to share that with you. But if you're headed out and about this morning, it's pretty light. First day back at work after the holiday. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Black seed oil. No, I'm sorry, black seed. Can't see it, but I can taste it in my teeth. It is brutally cold outside this morning. If you are one of the lucky ones who can work at home, good for you, because it is cold and then some. 22 degrees. You know, 32 is cold, and we're used to 32, but 22, that's minus 10. It's cold outside. Severely cold. 36 tomorrow, though. Can't wait to Tuesday. You know, that's my big wish day. Brutally cold outside. Feels like 10 below zero, but it's still cold. We'll have a break tomorrow above the freezing mark. If you're on CTA, there are no delays. Excuse me, I should say that Orange Line delay has been cleared up. And on the Metro, the Union Pacific, there are a few delays there. So allow yourself some extra travel time this morning. And as we take a look at the roadways, they're pretty much the same. You know, nothing really spectacular. Your usual delays from all of the expressways. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is 27 minutes inbound, 21 on the out. On the Eaton, 24 in, 19 out, Lake Cook to the junction. On the Eisenhower, it is 29 minutes in and 23 out. On the Stevenson, it's 18 in, 17 out. On the Dan Ryan, it is 11 minutes inbound. It's slow from the Stevenson, 13 on the reverse. And on the Bishop Ford and the DuSabo, Jean Point DuSabo, Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in both directions. That's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And at this time, I usually read a little inspiration for you, but it's on my heart this morning to share the news that one of our colleagues from radio made his transition, Harold Lee Rush. And if you remember Bob Wall back in the day, then you will remember Harold Lee Rush, and I want to share that with you this morning because I got a call yesterday from my girl Bam, and she said, you know, Harold Lee Rush passed. I was like, no, I did not know. So I want to share with you what the information is that I have. So today, for inspiration, we are going to remember our WGCI colleague, Harold Lee Rush, and I'm going to share this with you for those who can't see the screen. If you remember Bob Wall on WGCI back in the day, then surely you remember Harold Lee Rush. A girl, Bonnie DeShong, shared this information on her social media page. And she says, I heard today that my brother, friend, Harold Lee Rush, has joined Doug Banks, JJ, and other WGCI angels. Harold was the reason I joined Banks and Company in the studio instead of being on the 103rd floor of the Sears Tower in a closet of an elevator shaft. Harold's laugh was contagious, and his intelligence and experiences brought credibility to every show. He loved teaching anyone of any age who was willing to put the work in and learn. He lived life and appreciated it. Harold, whenever I hear the song Funky Good Time, I will see you coming down the Soul Train line and smile. I will speak your name often, and I love you always. And that is Bonnie DeShong. Those are her words. And this is information. It's on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But as you can see, these are her words, and these are her pictures as well. You see the picture right here, Richard Piggie, always giving thanks to the ancestors. And that's Bonnie D right there in the middle. And that's Harold back in the day, Harold Lee Rush. And as I scroll down, you'll see some of the other WGCI employees. Perry Williams right here on the left. He was my boss at the time when I was there. I was studying news. I thought I wanted to do news, but just news was just a little bit too depressing for me. I just couldn't do it. All the murders and mayhem. I guess that's why they pay you all that money. So you can afford therapy, because it does something to the mind, to all that death and destruction in the course of a few minutes. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's Perry Williams. That's Doug Banks. You remember Doug Banks? My little brother's name was Doug, so every time I'd say Doug, everybody thought I was talking about my little brother Doug. No, Doug Banks. And then there's Bonnie right there, and then there's Harold right next to her. And this is Jerry. Jerry was, I think his last name was Kukoff. I can't remember. But Jerry was the number one producer at the time. He was the producer for the Doug Banks Show, Harold Lee Rush Show, Crazy Howard. McGee, remember Crazy Howard? Crazy Howard's on V103 right now. But Jerry was, he was some kind of special. Boy, the story, if walls could talk, baby, some of the things I can tell you and some of the things I can't tell you, but I just wanted to share that with you. As a matter of fact, one of our colleagues, I can't even remember his name, wrote a very scathing book about the happenings of GCI. And everybody was shocked. It's like, no, he didn't tell that. Yes, he did. He told it. And, of course, you can't tell everything, but you can tell some things. And this is just one of the things. So I want to thank Bonnie DeShong for taking the time for sharing this information about our former colleague, Harold Lee Rush, who made his transition over the holiday weekend. He is no longer with us, but he is always with us in spirit. And you can read more about that on Bonnie DeShong's page on Facebook, and as well on, I'll be posting updates on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Harold Lee Rush, gone but never forgotten, with the angels now, with the ancestors, as Richard Piggie would say, with the ancestors. So, that is just a part of life. We all have to make a transition, and some transition before others, and just know that even though they are not here with us in the flesh, that they are always with us in spirit. And that's what we have to go on. Because spirit is eternal, forever and a day. And forever and a day is what you need, breath, to remain here in this vehicle we call a body. So at this point, let us clear our minds, our hearts, and prepare for a Monday morning mindfulness meditation.
Sit up straight in your chair.
Feet flat on the floor. Nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap. And hopefully you're comfortable. And the first thing we want to do is just simply stretch, because it wakes the body. You see how cats, when they wake up in the morning, they take a long stretch. Well, that's what we do. That's exactly the same thing we need to do, is just stretch. Stretch, 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 stretch. And that's why I love the back of this chair, because I can grab the back of the chair with this arm and twist my body around and feel that. You feel that? Yeah. Feel that stretch in your inner organs. Yeah, feel that stretch. Feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All righty now. Then we turn around to the other side. I grab the back of the chair. Twist that body all the way around. Oh, that feels so good. Especially if you've been sitting for a while. Well, now you can tell your body to wake up and let's do some things. How about that? It's Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So we will begin the process by breathing in, inhaling, holding it, and exhaling all through the nose. Now, you have the choice. You can inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. My experience is that it forces the lungs to work harder when you breathe in through the nose. And it enforces the breath that you're taking so that you can continue practicing this as often as possible. How do you practice breathing? By being focused, because most of us breathe like this. My chest. That's how we breathe, because we haven't been taught how to breathe. But it's okay. That's why we're here. So we'll breathe in. Count of three. Hold it. And exhale through the nose. Ooh, did you feel that? Did you feel that immediate relaxation of the shoulder? Yes. Inhale deep in. Hold it. And exhale through the nose. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Let's do it again. Inhale deep in. Hold it. And exhale. You see, when you begin the process of deep breathing, you are telling your central nervous system and all the other systems of the body to rest and relax, because you are sending messages of love, light, and constructive energy flow through the power of the breath. As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. You have just sent messages, powerful messages, through your body, because whatever's going on in the body, it has one mission, and that one mission is to breathe in, to keep you centered, and to breathe out. Just breathing in and breathing out. This feels good. Focus on the breath. It is your first line of defense when you are attacked mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You do not have to respond. You do not have to react. You can respond, but don't react. What do I mean by that, Zelda? If someone approaches you something or something and it is not in alignment with your energy, chances are you're going to repel it. And the way that you repel it is through your breath, by not reacting. You simply breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. And you will notice an immediate calming sensation throughout the whole body. And that's the state of mind we want to get to in 2022. All that stuff that's out there that's trying to get in here and bring us off balance, we don't need it. We value the space that we're in through our breath by simply inhaling deeply. And this time, let's take our hands, blowing them. If you had a little oil, some essential oils, you blow in it. I should say inhale. If you had oils in your hand, and exhale, because it takes the oils 20 seconds to get to the brain to stimulate the energy in the body, and it calms the body down. So when you get a headache, don't run and get an aspirin. Get you some essential oils, lavender, peppermint, eucalyptus, whatever it is that makes you feel better. You simply breathe in. And you simply breathe out. Now, if you take these two fingers, continue breathing in and breathing out, or these two fingers and the thumb, or just all of it, and just grab the back of the neck, and just squeeze that vagus nerve. Yeah, squeeze that vagus nerve, sending love, light, and powerful positive energy down the spine, giving thanks because someone somewhere is stressed and they don't know how to do that. And then you can take both your hands and just massage the back of your neck, the back of your shoulders as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, sending love and light and positive mental energy down through your spine. As you breathe in, hold it. And exhale. As you continue breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks for the power of the breath, knowing that we are at the right place at the right time. Let's take one more long, last, deep inhale deeply. Feel that energy from the breath, feeling the top of the head moving down through the forehead and the face and the chin and the cheeks and the shoulders as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending more love and light and energy through the breath, down through the solar plexus, the sides, the chest, the back, the hips, the sides. Feel free to do the hyaluronic hip roll because this body in motion needs to stay in motion. The more you move, the better you feel. Inhale deeply. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the thighs and the knees and the legs and the arches and the ankles and the bottom and the top of the feet and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes as we inhale deeply. And exhale. Sending more love, light, and energy back up through the toes as we inhale. Bringing that energy from the breath back up through the top and bottom of the feet. Feel free to wiggle those ankles and rotate those arches and insteps as we breathe in. Giving thanks for the legs and the knees. And feel free to touch any part of the body that is sending you signals that maybe you need to work on a little something there. That's why you send it love and light and energy as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we bring the breath up, back up through the thighs and the buttocks and the back as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we bring the breath back up through the solar plexus and the sides. bringing that energy back up through the back, through the shoulders, through the arms, and stretch those arms, giving thanks for the power of the arms as we hug ourselves this morning and kiss ourselves. Because if we don't love ourselves, guess what? You can't expect it from anyone else. Self-love is the first love. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we breathe out, oh yes, it feels so good. Let's do that again. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Once more, long, deep inhale. And exhale. Right about now, the body is feeling relaxed and loved and appreciated as we give thanks for the power of the breath that we bring back into focus as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, let's take one more long, last, deep inhale. Let's bring that air in from the chest. Inhale. Bringing it back up through the face and the forehead. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we breathe in. One long last deep inhale, and as we exhale, bring your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the right, excuse me, to the left, and slowly bringing the head back around to the right, and slowly bringing the head back around to the front, chin to chest, head up, inhale deeply. Hold it. And as we exhale, bring the forehead back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. Slowly. Slowly. Feel those increments. Slow down. You're moving too fast. Oh, yes. Feel that stretch in the neck. As we bring the head back, head up. Inhale deeply. And feels good, doesn't it? Now this time as we breathe in, I want you to look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right of your neck. And exhale. Once more, inhale deeply. And turning your head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left part of the neck. And exhale. Does that feel good? Wiggle those shoulders as you continue to breathe in. And as you continue to breathe out, giving thanks for the power of breath. So remember that anytime you're stressed out, just marinate in the breath. Nope. You don't have to go and grab anything outside of yourself. You don't need a pill. You don't need a drink. You don't need conversation. You don't need anything. You simply need to breathe in and breathe out. And that will automatically calm you down because people and places will always be in your space trying to take you off or send you off. So just keep that in mind. And if you just happen to have not had the opportunity to brush or gurgle in the morning, you got a little funk on your breath, or you've had breakfast, excuse me, you have a little garlic or a little onion on you, when people get up in your face, you just simply start breathing. But don't breathe through the nose. Breathe through the mouth so they can taste that funk that you're blowing in their face. I promise you, it works. Don't believe me. Try it for yourself. And be sure and go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, and you'll see more testimonials and experiences, things that may help you in your movement in this new year of 2022. And this is what we're talking about this morning. 2022! What's new for you? Is it the same thing as it used to be? Well, it doesn't have to be. That's all up to you. If you want to join the conversation this morning, we'd love to have you. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And when we come back, we'll have our Lionel Abdul-Haq from Community Cultivations joining us this morning as we discuss Zulu, the movie Zulu, and Murder in the First Degree. So stay close. Text somebody to let them know that we're on. You'd be glad you did. Be sure and share. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book. Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Call in and comment 515-605-9325. press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And that is the lineup of the Female Solution. Thank you so much for joining us back here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. And today we're discussing what's new for you in 2022, Zulu, and Murder in the First Degree movie review with the one and only brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations as we go to the phone lines. Thank you for joining us this morning, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq. Welcome to Monday Morning.
Dan Rogan. Peace be upon you and the listening audience. And once again, I want to say hello instead of hello to everyone. Greet us with a greeting that is intended to encourage us to be more spiritually and morally inclined in order to address the many social problems affecting us in this modern world, especially going into this new year, 2022. And I appreciate once again the opportunity to talk and share with your listening audience and to join you once again in discussion. My good friend, Bill.
It is an honor and a privilege to always be in the company of those who are trying, who are doing the work, not trying, who are doing to continue to uplift humanity, to uplift the culture. So thank you for having the insight to continue the work, because it's a challenge. Every day, all day, it's a challenge. But when you have the mindset of that which has been planted in you from the Most High, you cannot go wrong.
You got to do it. You got to do it. Well, come hell or high water, the reality of following a vision, having a vision and following a vision is what the author of the book, A Purpose-Filled Life, was talking about. And I pity the fool. And I think it's a whole lot of foolish people out here who have absolutely no vision of life except what they get from mass media programming. They don't study. They don't read. It's they listen to, they form opinions based upon what their friends or associates tell them, and they have no real grasp of life, and that's what we hope to change.
Someone just sent me something, and I remember one of my colleagues from Glenwood sent me something, and I forgot about it until just now. And I want to share this with the listening and viewing audience. And let me do this before I forget, Lionel. Okay, so I want to share this with all of our listening and viewing audience. It says, welcome to Flight 11-2022. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose altitude under pressure during this flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist other passengers. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. The captain, God, has cleared us for takeoff. Destination, greatness. Feel free to repost if you're taking this flight with me. 1-1-2022, enjoy the new year. So thank you, my sister, Val Cersei from Glenwood, who shared that with me, and also Baba Kwame Sunhorse shared it as well. So we're ready to take flight. And
Alhamdulillah.
And we are taking flight.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of to be concerned about in the modern world in terms of our future. But the reality of a faith as expressed in two very short prayers, the Lord's Prayer and Al-Fatiha, the opening of the Holy Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Those two prayers make it very clear that this is a divine plan. This is a divine purpose. And the will of the Creator is for us to grow into higher and higher levels of consciousness, to do the work of fulfilling his plan, his will. And the idea of the Son of Man, the Son of God, has been grossly misrepresented, and we have lots of sons out here, S-U-N. And that's where we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. And if we could just get people to want to know, to want to really value in wisdom and insight, and the value of being sincere in your request, your quest for those things, can guide you into a phenomenal future. In the world where very few people have any understanding at all. And so this is what we strive for, and this is what we are hoping to continue, thanks to the graciousness and insight that you have to value what we do and to bring us on the air. And I thank you very much once again for the opportunity, because every opportunity to share is an opportunity to grow. And I look forward to that.
I like that. Every opportunity to share is an opportunity to grow. I was looking at a movie. I can't remember which one it was, but it's so poignant. It's like you've got two ears and you've got one mouth. And most of us, I'm speaking for myself now, have mastered speaking, but we haven't mastered listening.
Okay.
So that is the challenge, is to be still, quiet, and listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, you gotta take it in before you can give it out.
And,
being a student, it's like your breathing exercise. The first step is to inhale. That's important. It's very important. The wisdom that Allah has established in the very nature of creation, in the very functions of life, bear witness, and all of it consistent with each other, that this is a divine plan, and that we would best align ourselves with it, and the only way to do that is to sincerely seek to study and understand, to get to the depth of things, and not just what happened yesterday. Which is what brings us to our subject of these movies we want to talk about. Desmond Tutu, the Archbishop in South Africa, passed recently, And as I've often said, this is not about what you call yourself. It's about what you do.
Right.
And the works of Desmond Tutu bear witness of itself in terms of his willingness to put himself, his life on the line in his opposition of apartheid. And this movie, Zulu, is based upon the reconciliation tribunals that were held when Nelson Mandela was elected president of South Africa, that gave hearings where people were charged with serious crimes against humanity in support of the South African government. And they gave a very merciful process whereby people would confess their sin if they would tell what they did in support of the suppression of human rights and to maintain the South African apartheid government. They would be forgiven if they would just confess. And one of the things that came out of that Reconciliation Council was a testimony of a scientist, a South African scientist, who said that they had developed a drug that they could circulate among the black African population that would greatly magnify their emotional responses, and especially anger and rage, and that they had actually circulated this drug. And the character of the police officer played by Forrest Whitaker, the brother Forrest, stumbled across this information doing an investigation and found and tracked it down and exposed it, that it was still being circulated among the black Africans. And I'm mentioning this in the context that there are people who want to see America and humanity go backwards. And the best way to do that is to program people or to affect people in such a way that they lose the natural, humane, human controls that prevent us from going to extremes. And this drug was one of the ways by which they were circulating or spreading the kind of animosity among the black Africans that would make us fight and kill each other. And so this is something that I believe is happening now. I believe that a big part of the road rage, the animosity that people have towards each other to the point where they will kill you in a heartbeat and not nothing of it, that they will lose their, and they may forget, regret it later. But the fact is, they become so angry, so quick, so violent, so quick, that it's just not natural. And this is what I believe has been circulating among people, in addition to the revelations about Facebook and how they target and prefer and direct people towards commentary and postings that inflame emotional anger. And so this is something that is greatly and very insidious. It's not a small thing, and I think it's part of the overall programming of this world to drive us backwards in terms of our social development.
I agree.
The other movie, Murder in the First Degree, seeks to go into the roots of violence as perpetrated by the state against its citizens in response to violent or even petty crimes. Because once you get in the system, you're in there. You can go there, whether you go in there for stealing a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, or for first degree murder. You're going to all be in there together, And the process, the concept of penance, P-E-N-A-N-C-E, is rooted in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know if you got to take a break. I've been talking for a while, but if not, then we can continue.
No, we got a few more minutes. Go ahead. We got 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, then we're gonna read some of this review of murder in the first degree.
Okay.
The Bill of Rights has been called the heart of the United States of America's Constitution and the cornerstone of democracy. Among other things, it upholds and seeks to protect for its citizens their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It further says that no one may be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor be subjected to torturous, inhumane, cruel, and unusual punishment. These ideas and social values did not form out of a vacuum or fall out of the sky. They grew out of centuries of one of the most oppressive reigns of terror in the history of civilization. The Gothic era of the British Empire between 500 and 1300 AD is characterized and infamously known as medieval and the Dark Ages. A monarch or king whose sovereign authority to rule was established by the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, enforced its dogmas and collected taxes from its heathen peasant subjects. Failure to comply was considered a sinful act of rebellion against the order of God that would invariably result in imprisonment in dark, disease, and rat-infested dungeons, or equally gruesome confinement in mechanical monstrosities that twisted and pulled the body mercilessly at the hands of sadistic executioners. At the root of this, of such mortification, was the idea of penance, P-E-N-A-N-C-E. Penance under church rule was literally a pound of flesh, a measure of pain, suffering, or monetary payment ordered as punishment for mortal sin. It was then and is now church doctrine that the mortal nature of mankind is inherently, naturally inclined towards shameful and evil deeds, that the original sin of our father Adam made suffering and death our common lot and legacy of purgatory. That the church, the king, and his court were divinely inspired, holier than thou art, lords and noblemen, duly appointed administrators of this hell on earth. Thus, shrouded in pageantry, ritual, and mysticism, luxurious wealth, education, and power was established as the cultural birthright of the few who fostered, promoted, and strictly enforced an cultural environment of fear and ignorance for the many. This is kind of, you know, yeah. Sometimes, you know, it gets a little detailed, but let me continue. I mean, it's almost over. Murder in the first degree. You got to take a break?
No. Go ahead.
Murder in the First Degree, starring Kevin Bacon and Christian Slater, in dramatic and no uncertain terms, delivers the message clearly that these ominous roots of medieval tyranny are alive and well. Based upon a true story concerning the closure of the most notorious penal institution Alcatraz, also known as the Rock, is used as a metaphor for the entire criminal justice system to expose this fundamental flaw in the jewel of American democracy. For now, as it was then, church teachings define moral character as being innately heathen or void of moral conscience. Thus, the emphasis that was then and is now placed on swift and severe punishment in response to sinful, unlawful behavior was and is considered the only way to put the fear of God into the accursed children of Adam. First-degree murder is the very serious sin, crime, of taking away from or destroying human life with malice and forethought. Malice means to do so with contempt or anger, while forethought means that it was that the murder was planned or set up. In the movie, Christian Slater plays James Stamphill, a public defender ordered by the court to represent the interests of an indigent poor person charged with a serious crime. It is important to note that this right to legal counsel is also part of the Constitutional Bill of Rights or the First Amendment. His first ever client was a man named Henry Young, played by Kevin Bacon, who has been charged with murder in the first degree for killing a fellow inmate who prevented him from escaping Alcatraz. Stamphill's defense, based upon the contemptuously cruel and unusual treatment his client had been subjected to as penance for his attempted escape, was to charge the warden and the assistant warden with the first-degree murder of Henry Young, his client. This is where it gets deep at. solitary confinement, aka the hole, is the technical name for a standard policy of extreme deprivation imposed on inmates who violate or resist the court order that they be deprived. With dialogue worthy of the kind of perverse passion Gary Oldman brings to the role of Assistant Warden Glenn, the sick rationale for this perpetuation of the medieval cycle of degradation is examined in the light of the First Amendment idea. As barbaric and medieval as they were sick and wicked, Alcatraz and its high and mighty minded administrators did withhold with malice and forethought influences helpful and necessary for human life from Henry Young. They were therefore found to be guilty as charged of crimes against humanity, not by the court, but by another First Amendment right that grew out of the Founding Fathers' experience with political injustice. Jury nullification is the constitutional power through which the common people may speak their social and collective conscience to negate the due processes of law under the control of politicians and police from trampling over individual human rights. Thus, in this highly symbolic dramatization of one sensational murder case, considered an open and shut case, foregone conclusion of guilt, conviction, and execution, volumes of universal understanding about the root and branch, past and present reality of political oppression. Like the picture that speaks a thousand words, murder in the first degree conveys the profound brilliance of the Founding Fathers for making the dignity of human life its first order of law. and a idealism inconsistent with the medieval church that notions of original sin, penance, and purgatory imposed by a God who seems to hold human life in contempt. We contend once again that the, in conclusion, this review, that the light of Al-Islam rose up out of the East and spread its inspirational ideas even into the West. The same inspiration that sent Moses against Pharaoh and David against Goliath set the likes of Crispus Attucks and Patrick Henry in defiance of Great Britain. The Declaration of Faith for Muslims in Al-Islam says that there is nothing worthy of worship, no one to whom humanity should bow, kneel, or cow down to, except the one God, and that Prophet Muhammad is God's mortal example, is what put America on the path to a declaration of independence from tyranny and social injustice.
Mm.
I like that.
That's a lot to get to digest.
But it was all based on the premise of number one. The idea of number one, the first Bill of Rights was the first order of business for the Constitution, and the concept of the one God, and not having lords and patrons who we bow down to and kiss their hand and all that stuff and give total authority over our lives. The concept of being a heathen. Being heathen is fundamental in church doctrine that says that human beings do not have a soul, that their soul has been taken from them, that is part of what Adam, eating the forbidden fruit, did, that it passed this into our genes. So the idea that sin is hereditary is at the root of the whole concept of original sin, that it's passed on, and that the birth of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, was supposed to somehow wash us and cleanse us of that sinful act of our father Adam. And therefore, anybody who does not accept Jesus cannot be washed of that sin. And the whole concept of prison and punishment is saying that you can't be, there's no way we can make you fear God except to make you fear punishment. That you don't, that there's no way we can make you understand the difference between right and wrong consciously. You can only be made to avoid sinful and evil behavior if you fear the consequences. In terms of the pain we're going to put on your ass. and this is at the root of our present system of penal system, of
you
punishment. They ain't trying to rehabilitate. They ain't trying to reform.
They don't punish
you. Well, no, it is part of a system. It's not only is there no money, there is money in it. The psychiatrists and social workers get paid good money. But the reality is that it is a mindset that is still part of the American system, as much as the British hierarchy or monarchy is still part of that system.
You know, you are
changed, really.
You're absolutely right. And it's just not the American system. It's the system as a whole. I was flipping through the channel last night, and there's a free documentary on the prison system in Paris, France, and they showed 190 different penal systems in France. I always thought it was America. No, honey. It's all over the world. But we're going to have to continue this conversation. It's 804 if you just tuned in. If you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. We're speaking to Brother Lionel Abdul-Huff, and we're discussing the movie review Zulu and Murder in the first degree. Ooh, talk about hot. Stay close. We'll be right back. Text somebody and let them know we're on. We'll be back shortly.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their Internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
This is Cynthia Marie Williams, that last promo that you heard. Let us keep her and other seniors in our prayers as we are all healing from something or another. Minister Cynthia Marie Williams and Mama AZ in Arizona. Keep those names. Those are the mothers of the earth who supply us with that which we need as far as wisdom is concerned. And more wisdom is on the line. Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq, as we continue the conversation, what's new for you in 2022? Zulu and Murder in the First Degree, a movie review. We're reviewing those movies. Lionel, I must tell you that when you talked about penance in the Catholic Church when I was probably 7, 8, 9 years old, somewhere around there, we went to a Catholic Church, and it just never felt right. Something was always off. Now, as a child, I think we're more open and receptive to new ideas, thoughts, and experiences because as we get older, our thinking becomes clogged. But it just never felt right to me. And when my mom passed and I came back to Chicago and tried to go back to a Catholic school, when I went back in, I think I slammed my finger or something in the door and it's like, okay, this is not where I'm supposed to be. I don't know where I'm supposed to be, but this is not it, especially as it relates to penance. Penance in the Catholic system, penance. We are taught to be afraid.
It's all that. I mean, it's the whole the connection, you know, the connection that I'm trying to make with this review, and I think that the movie was definitely trying to make. I'm only pointing out what's in the movie. This is how the information is being communicated right in your face, and yet you don't see it. You know, they're telling you right that movie did so much to explore. But see, people don't listen to detail. They're looking for violence. They're looking for sex. You know, they're looking for the latest fashion to be displayed on the movie. You know, and they pay very little attention to the dialogue. But this was a powerful movie, as most of them really are. I rarely see a movie that doesn't have a great deal of information in it that could liberate people if people would actually see what they actually saying. People don't. The thing that we have to be liberated from is the ignorance and sensationalism of SIN sensation that been programmed into that keep us from thinking, that keep us from being serious, that keep us from having the capacity to sit down and have an intelligent conversation, a serious conversation without getting emotionally upset, cussing, raising hell, and fighting with each other. And that is the willful, deliberate act of those who have taken on the role of moral authority and misled people into the pits of hell. And this is what Satan does. This is what the occult, O-C-C-U-L-T, is all about. Their objective, the intercessor, the Satan that is spoken of in scriptures, all the scriptures, is one who seeks to degrade and degenerate human life. And do that as a part of a purpose to prove that all human beings are not worthy, and that only certain ones are. And this is what laid at the foundation of most of the modern world's social thinking. It is this Christian fundamentalist idea about penance, about the original sin being inherent in the blood of Adam's children, that he passed it on from one generation to the next. And the only way to redeem us was the blood of Jesus. He was not born from Adam's seed. Because they used to say that the woman didn't have no contribution to the flesh, to the blood of the flesh and blood of the child. They used to say that it all came from the man. So the story of Adam passing it on to his children was at the foundation of this whole concept of original sin. And so Jesus, who didn't have a father, whose father was God, was not from Adam's seed, was the only blood that could be sacrificed in order to redeem us. And so it's deep, ain't it?
Yeah.
But if you believe this is where people don't have no real respect for human life. Mm-hmm. Because we all sinners. Mm-hmm. So I can't respect you unless you are a Christian, unless you have accepted the blood of Jesus, and therefore you are redeemed from the blood of Adam. If you don't accept Jesus, then your blood is still contaminated.
Mm. How cruel is that?
Well, it's deep psychology that functions in the role, the social attitudes and behavior of people. What gives people over to sinful behavior is the idea that that's your nature. You're just following your nature. You're just doing what's natural.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't resist it. The idea that they're being drawn into sinful behavior is aided by the idea in their mind that they're just doing what is natural.
Mm.
So they send themselves over to it.
Yeah.
More readily. And that's what the consumer-driven economy of the modern world is based on, the sinful behavior, the foolish behavior of people.
And we become so numb. You see someone in pain or in harm's way, and you step over them. We see it all the time. It's on the news. It's on
social. Take out the camera. Take out the camera and film it.
Yeah. Instead of helping somebody, you're filming it. I was like, oh, my goodness. We have this discussion all the time. It's like, what have we become? A nation of robots that we don't even feel anymore? We're just going through the motion, like the little rat in the maze, trying to find our way through it. Doesn't matter if we step on somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's part of the programming and understanding that this is not by accident, it's by design.
Right.
This is not just who we are. This is the understanding that the programming that we're receiving was willfully designed to put us in this state of mind.
Yeah.
<It rhymes. laughs> I sound like a poet on that. Yeah. You know, it's designed to put us in this frame of mind. And the social behavior and the willingness to, if they're willing to program us with behavior that make us think that we are by nature sinful, that sin is our nature, then they will also feed us some drugs, some drugs and materials through natural processes that will make us act that out. That will accelerate that process. And that's what Zulu, and Zulu was the name of the drug that they were circulating that was making people anger accelerate. And look at where we are today. Had three or four people shot on the expressway today.
Here in Chicago. Already?
Yes. And they say it was two people, two different shootings so far, already this year.
Mm.
Yep. And again, you know, people have no control. They go from 0 to 100 in terms of their anger level in 1.3 seconds.
Yes. And that is not enough time to think anything through.
The object is not to think through. You know, the object is to get you to the point to let your anger become such a, just like the whole idea of fun, is like a gorilla on your back. It's not a monkey anymore. It's a gorilla. And when that gorilla wakes up and says, I want to have some fun, you got to go along with it. When there's some, just passing by some fun, you got to stop and get involved. You can't help it. The gorilla say, I want some fun. And this is what people are. If they have been programmed with these ideas, and the social behavior has exercised it to the point where it's a big, powerful influence in our lives. And the only way to change it is to recognize, as the kids say, and get real, as the kids say, that we can change this if we understand what the problem is. The problem is not the people. The problem is the fruit that the people are feeding on. the tree that we're feeding on. And ain't that what it says? That you ate of the forbidden fruit? The forbidden fruit is what's killing the people.
Yes.
And it says you will eat of this fruit and you will surely die. It's not it's not rocket science. You ain't got to be no PhD to understand that the fruit the tree is a symbol of a culture. A culture that really undermines the processes of life, that turns the truth into a lie, and turns people who are supposed to represent the will and the guidance of God into Satan himself. And they are perpetuating the idea that makes Satan's kingdom of hell grow and prosper.
And leave
Hello.
Yes, sir. Leaps and bounds. If you just then it is 821-515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We got some callers here. 773-487. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rise. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is a Kofi call from Chicago. Chicago.
Kofi, welcome. Thank you for calling. This morning.
Peace be with you.
And that brother hitting on the head. The monkey's on the back. And people don't know how to shake it off. People have, you know, I'm at peace because I didn't let this stuff in my mind. I knew day one what was going on. And so when I go outside right now, because we're talking about the pandemic, right? And the effects of it. It's not affecting me because I didn't let this stuff in my mind.
Actually, we're discussing, well, you know, that's part of the conditioning, but actually we're discussing how the movie Zulu and Murder in the First Degree and how that controls our behavior, this systemic...
Well, you know what? It's all a movie. It's all programming in a movie. Guess what? If you look at the word COVID and you reverse it, it's called DIVOC, D-I-V-O-C. If you Google that word, it means you're putting yourself under possession of an evil spirit. Okay? That's what COVID means backwards, DIVOC. It's a Hebrew word. It's in the Bible. You put yourself under evil spirit possession means they can tell you what to do. Stand on this circle right here. Stand on that circle. Stay at home. Don't go to the beach because COVID in the water, okay? I heard people say, COVID in the water, COVID in the water. I was like, come on, y'all. Look how crazy y'all sound down. then people got to the point where they start saying, well, can we go out to a party? Do you know what these people said? I know exactly who running the game. You know what they said? Oh, sure. You can go to a party, but you can't dance with nobody. When they said that? Now, if you look at the word Omicron is a movie from 1963 on how aliens took over the world with a drug.
Wow.
So, yeah, we living out a movie screen. These people are actually making you a part of the character. They said, hey, we're going to start a circus. Who wants to be a clown?
Wow.
And everybody rolls their hand. What did you do?
Did you understand or did you hear the comments prior to your call and in reference to what Brother Lionel Abdul-Hawk said about
My goal is, if you look at that word DIVOC, I want to shake off this year, because I know how to shake it off. I want to shake off this witchcraft off of people. This is where we have, you know, I talked to some Nigerians just threw $10 million worth of vaccines away. Put them in a hole and they burnt it up. See, this is the kind of activity I like. This is a part of the solution.
Hmm.
And then you take back your rights. This is what we got to do right now. We got to get people their rights back and say, no. I'm going to ask you about one thing. Prayer works. Say no to this stuff. Prayer works. We need to get the people off this psychotic control right now. That is the first agenda that we should do right now. Snap
well,
it.
Brother.
Snap the psychological hypnotic control that's upon us. Because it's deep.
Okay,
and it's making us do crazy things. Like he said, Satan's kingdom. I'm seeing these young kids fighting, just arguing, nothing. Everybody just uptight, kiss the cat, touchy feeling. I've been preaching through the whole thing on buses and going out. People are like, man, this is real. My grandmama died of COVID. No, did your grandmama have any kind of precondition? Yes, she had a heart problem. Okay. They changed her heart problem to COVID. They was like, wow. You couldn't figure that out?
Yeah, well, who can't figure that out. They are not alone, but we want to stick to the topic at hand, which is with this movie review. And before we went to break, we were talking about how this worldwide programming has us under a spell, and we can't even see it. And they're showing it to us loud and clear in our face. It's on every channel. It's on the news. It's everywhere that you can possibly think of, and it's like it's right here in our face, and we can't see it because we are focused on something other than the truth. Malik Shabazz, we have been bamboozled.
No doubt about it.
Run them up.
I'm concerned about promoting the behavior that will help us to come together. And any kind of destructive behavior, any kind of behavior that does not promote respect and human value, I'm not for that. You know, I'm not advocating that. My concern is that if we get back in touch with our humanity, we can straighten this situation out overnight, because it is our lack of humanity and the way we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, away from our humanity by the lies that we've been told about what human life is.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the reason why people want to identify with their race, their nationality, is because human life has been shamed. The concept of human life has been taken out of our equation as something that we should be proud of. If we understand the reality is that our human character is the thing that we should most be proud of, and that we should most be seeking to develop and promote, that what is human is what is humane. It is what is intelligent. It is what is respectful. It is what is courageous and bold. It is what is sensitive and caring. And that is where we have to go. And it also, more so than anything else, is God-fearing. God-fearing is what is where we get the reality to cultivate, the behavior to cultivate those other qualities. And the more we exercise those qualities, the stronger and closer together we will become.
Amen. Say that.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to the Most High. And I think that is the key that I'm trying to promote. And the evidence that I'm pointing to in the historical references that I make to the church and other things, even the mosque, the representation of Islam is not what Prophet Muhammad established. What is going on in the modern world is not what Prophet Muhammad established. And it is because the evil people who run this world will come in and put on the sheep's clothing and come among the sheep. And it's a war. They have no good intentions whatsoever. They just decide to come into and become a part of in order to influence the direction of. The same thing way with J. Edgar Hoover did with the COINTELPRO. You get into the organization, you become a leading member of the organization, and then you mislead the organization from the direction that it was originally going. And that is what has been happening with religious movements, movements of faith, movements of humanity, that the minute they see signs of something growing that's going to make a difference, they jump into it and change its direction. And that's what's been happening time and time again. But because people have been made to believe that their human life is something, they're not even focusing on being human and what it is to be human. That's not even in part of the conversation. When people start defining themselves, they talk about, I'm black, I'm an American, I'm so many years old, I got so much education, so on and so forth. But rarely will they say, I'm a human being.
You are absolutely right.
That ain't by accident. The programming that we've been given about what human life is makes us not even want to consider that as something that we want to promote.
Wow.
And that's exactly what we need to do, is get back in touch with our humanity, and therein lies our strength.
Amen. Therein lies our strength, and they want to keep you as far away as possible so that you can remain asleep. But thanks to the Female Solution, we are waking the planet up. It's 8:31. Let's take our last break, and we'll be right back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
And thank you for being a part of the Monday Morning Mindfulness Experience with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. What's new for you in 2022 as we continue the conversation in the movie review Zulu and Murder in the First Degree? If you would like to get your comments or questions in, we've got one more glorious half hour together, 515-605-9325. You got to press 1 to speak. My sister of the microphone says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen sister, yes. If you did not see Health and Wellness last night, excuse me, is it Health and Wellness? No. Soul Purpose with Vieta, Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Soul Purpose Healing. You must go back and hear and see that show. On Facebook, it's Soul Purpose Healing. They talked about med beds. Ooh, holograms. Ooh, okay, so you might want to check that one out. I can't tell you a whole lot about it. You got to hear it and see it for yourself. You talk about new technology, yeah. We are living in a life that is unbeknownst to most of us because we've never experienced anything like that. So as we continue this conversation this morning, I urge you to take a look at these two movies that Lionel Abdul-Haq is sharing with us from Community Cultivations, because you will begin to see, if you have eyes to see, that the wool is being pulled over our eyes. As I go back to open up the line, Lionel, are you still there with me?
Oh, yes.
What can we do as a people collectively to come out from under this spell we're under?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I think it's all about being sincere.
Mm.
And sincerity, first and foremost, that's a human quality. I mean, that is a human quality. That is one of the clearest definitions of human being, is the sincere, the quality of sincerity. And so if we're sincere in our desire to want to really be free and to really change this situation, because of whether you believe in a creator or not, you can bear witness that this situation that we're in right now is not a good one. and based on what we see and the news that's happening all around us, this is not a comfortable place. This is not a place that we can really say that we're doing great. And so we want to change this. We want to do better. We want to do much. We think we can do much better. And so fundamentally, our not being sincere in that effort to change this situation is part of the problem. So if we are really sincere about it, then we begin by opening up our channels with our Creator. First and foremost, I believe it's important to sincerely ask for guidance, ask for strength, and ask for guidance, and get up and go to work, and start doing things that reflect the humane, sincere person. If you are sincerely in your desire to want to change things where people don't care, you've got to demonstrate a caring attitude. You've got to demonstrate a caring personality. You've got to represent a mindset to bridge gaps and not to create conflict. And these are the kind of behaviors that are fundamental to every major religion. they are part of the process, but just people ain't practicing it. People
are not putting
the effort to make about, to think that the change that they should want to see in the world is a change from inhumane to humane, from uncaring to caring, where people care in a way that they're not trying to show off, or they, in fact, the best charity is the charity that people don't even know you gave it. Just give it. Instead of trying to promote the fact that I'm a philanthropist, that I'm out to help people. No, just do it. You ain't trying to get the publicity for it. You just want to get it done. And this is what has to happen on a common level, on a grassroots level. This has to be a movement for change that people, everybody, can get involved with. Pick up the trash in the neighborhood. Check on your neighbor. Pray first and foremost, and then do those things. Be sincere in your effort. Don't be looking for something to get from it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this will make a difference, because believe me, what people don't understand, and I don't want to deviate from this too much, but this is the divine plan is set according to the movement of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand about the idea of the resurrection between the time between December the 21st and December 25th is a major movement of the celestial bodies that signals a change. The change that is coming towards spring, towards a renewal of life. And this is part of the divine message, that if we renew our human spirit, our human spirit will be fed by this movement of this universal system of renewed life. And the human life will be resurrected. We can resurrect our human life, our human character, our human spirit to what it was before the fall of man.
Mm.
The fall of ancient Kemet represents the fall of man.
Mm.
And the people who built those pyramids were not the kind of people that we have out here today.
No, sir.
And I believe fundamentally the human spirit is a caring spirit. And the more we exercise that caring attitude, the more blessings we will get.
Amen. I love what you said about being sincere, number one, in your efforts, and to check on your neighbors. That is a long lost habit that we need to develop again, because as a kid, a child, I remember my mom sending me to check on a neighbor, a lady I didn't even know. And I'm thinking to myself, my mama has lost her mind. Why am I going over here to see this lady I don't even know? Go run errands for her, wash her dishes, sweep the floor, do her laundry. Because you have neighbors who live right next to you, and they will be in their apartment expired for a whole week, and nobody not even know it until it starts smelling.
I see people every day up on 95th Street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm set up and selling my merchandise up there.
Mm-hmm.
And people be struggling, old people, people with all kinds of disabilities and ailments. They struggling to get into there and pay their tickets and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have nobody to help them. Nobody. They have no family for this, that's willing to do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And they probably got family, but they ain't got family who's willing to do that for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that I would like, that all these churches and stuff, they can organize to make sure that anybody who needs to go someplace is in touch with the facilities or the processes by which they can get help. And that's the kind of thing that the churches should be doing. That's the kind of thing that the moms should be doing. They should be organizing to make sure that the seniors are well cared for, are taken care of. And it becomes an obligation of members of the church, members of the mosque, to be a part of that. The younger ones to make sure that they volunteer to one day out of the month to make sure that a senior can get to the hospital, get to the doctor, get to the eye doctor, whatever. And this is something that we can do that I know God will bless us for.
You are absolutely right. I want to visit my girlfriend who just moved into a senior building, and I love the fact that they have processes in place where if you're a senior and you're not up by a certain time of the day and there's no movement or anything of that nature, it's like they come and knock on your door to be sure that you're okay. And it's like that's the village that we grew up in.
There you go. There you go. Takes a whole village to raise one child.
Yes.
And that's because that child is something that we all have a stock in. We have a desire to want to see that child excel, to be the best they could be. And therefore, we are all looking to contribute to that child's growth and development. And to the development of the seniors and everybody else. We have to promote human life. We have to promote humane character, concern for each other. And the fact that we don't do that on a widespread basis is indicative of how we got to where we are. That we've been made to believe that kindness is a weakness.
Say that last
and
part
again. Strong. We've been made to believe that kindness is a weakness.
And that
caring and getting involved in stuff is not the reason why people don't tell. Part of the reason why people don't tell about people who commit crimes,
right?
Is based on that idea, you know, that I don't care, you know, nobody care about nothing, and so I don't get involved, you know. Apathy is a condition, a state of mind where people do not get involved because they are afraid or because they just don't care. And when you allow fear to stop you from exercising your concern, your duty, your responsibility as a citizen, then it starts to deteriorate the whole society.
You are absolutely right, right on time. And that's exactly the road that we're heading down if we don't change something.
We already there.
I didn't want to say it.
It's true, but we gotta change it. We gotta change it, and the way to change it is to be who we've been programmed not to be, and that is our human self. To love other human beings, to cultivate human beings, the appreciation for human life. We're not born in sin. Sin is not hereditary. Sin is not passed in your genes. Science has already verified and proved that. Just because I was a serial killer don't mean that my child gonna be a serial killer.
Right.
Just because Adam sinned don't mean I'm gonna sin. This is not consistent with science. These ideas that have laid the foundation for people's moral judgment about what is right and what is wrong. And we have got to change that. And that's the mission that I'm on.
Not me, but you. Us together as a people who are here to serve humanity. Not to buy more stuff, not to shop, not to travel, but to be humane. To move.
Caring people.
Caring
human beings.
Think. And be concerned about your neighbor. You don't have to sleep with them. you don't have to check on them all day, every day, but to at least be concerned. Whereas if you can't make it, somebody else can make it. It is 8:50. It is 10 minutes before the 9 o'clock hour. We've got a few more minutes here together. What are just some few small steps that we as a community of elders can share with the young people to help them see their way through this maze to be better people?
Well, I don't know. This is the message that I'm trying to share is one for everybody. It is.
Mm-hmm.
The young people are not in as much trouble as the old people are. I think the older people have dropped the ball. Have really
mm-hmm.
dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't exercise our humanity. We got into we were really trolled on this sensation mentality to the point where that's all we fear to our children, and so I think it's important for all of us, the young, the old, to get back in touch and to get real, as the young people say. Give up this mentality, the idea of the magic kingdom and the love for that. You know, again, we talk about cognitive dissonance and the role that the psychology, the inability of people mentally to deal with the circumstances of the modern world is based on the fact fundamentally that we have not been exercising mature human judgment. And that's what we need to change. The fun mentality, the attitude of apathy and indifference towards each other, those are the things that we can immediately start to change and work on. All of us, not just the young people. We need to, the older people need to reach out to the young people with a caring attitude and vice versa. Respect is a fundamental human characteristic and principle. We've got to promote being respectful. And respect also in the context of the way we talk to each other.
Yeah.
I had a good friend of mine, when I mentioned that I believe that I put my faith in God first and foremost against this COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
He started blaspheming the idea of faith, talking about it bullshit and all that kind of stuff. And I said, hold it, brother. I said, hold it. I say, I understand and respect your right to not believe, but you should also be respectful of those who do. And
yes,
to be respectful is not to speak in a manner that shows no regard for what my feelings and my thoughts are,
mm-hmm.
to the point where you're going to curse my thoughts, where you're going to insult my thoughts. And that is a prerequisite for a fight.
Yeah.
you're not being respectful of my feelings and my thoughts. You are inciting a riot. You are about to start some stuff. So that's not the way to do it. I mean, we can discuss without being ignorant and disrespectful.
Yes.
And that is where we again have lost it. We don't do that. We don't argue without being insulted. We can't even have a conversation without using MF and son of a so and so. This is where we are. This is the degeneration of our human character to the point where we don't even think it's anything wrong with using foul and offensive language.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about things that are respected by millions of people.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. You can't do that if you're trying to solve the problem. If you're trying to solve the problem, you've got to exercise discipline, concern, and respect.
Amen. Discipline, concern, and respect. Yes, you don't have to agree with them, but you should respect another person's opinion. It is 8:55. We got a couple of hands up. Let's try to get a couple of calls in here, Lionel. 773-263. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rashid. I'm calling from Chicago.
Shalom, Rashid. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Okay, you're welcome. I was just thinking that it would be a good approach, like the brother say, is to have sincerity, because young people usually don't learn until motivated, and I think they really need to learn the different degrees of murder, you know, because they feel like, you know, just zooming back and going. One young boy came to visit where I was, a friend's house, and his shoulder was leaning over to one side. And I said, "What's wrong with your shoulder?" He said, I have a gun. And he said, "I'll shoot somebody in the back." Just like that. So they don't understand even the degrees of murder. So for those leaders and people who are concerned, I think that they do need to be sincere and take an approach, because there's too much uncivilized things that are happening in regards to murder in our community. And they don't know that there's different levels of murder. You know, there's manslaughter, first-degree murder, second-degree, et cetera. And if you don't have enough love in your heart for your brother or your sister who lived in a community and grew up with you, that you would shoot them in the back, something wrong with that. So with this movie that you're talking about, I think it would be a good approach for those who are sincere to start teaching the different levels of murder. And God said, "I shall not kill," but that man didn't say, "I shall not murder." So they think murder is better than killing. I don't understand that.
Wow.
You know, that description. And these young people in our community, the broader communities here, they don't care. And then they see the European boy who got out free for the homicide he did. He was guilty of nothing. So then they still have that, I think they have that feeling that life is just life. You live and you die.
Well, I want to thank you so much for calling and sharing that comment, Rashida. If you're on the board this morning and you want to get a call in before 9 o'clock, press 1 now. We'll be going off the air shortly. But we'll still take your calls. 1-5-6-0-5-9-3-2-5, press 1. As Brother Lionel Abdul Haq of Community Cultivation shares with us a final word today.
Peace be with you. Thank you very much for listening. I think it's important for us to try to change this situation and to do so by connecting with our Creator, or however you understand our Creator. Names is not as important as the content and the character. And then be sincere in our application to get closer to what we say we believe in terms of our practice and behavior. Practice what we preach.
And for those who want to contact you during the week, what is the number, Lionel?
773-642-1453. Appreciate hearing from anybody, especially with regard to how we can expand these ideas.
Amen. 773-642-1453. That is the voice of Brother Lionel Abdul Haq, a continued supporter here on The Female Solution. We are honored to have your wisdom shared with us this morning. May Allah continue to bless you and keep you, and continue to bless us with the wisdom of the Most High. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lionel. And we will be joined at 9 a.m. In a few seconds here with Naima Latif as we continue the after show. But first, let me remind you to be sure, if you haven't gotten your calendar for 2022, this is the calendar that I am currently using, ronsway.com. 2022 calendar. the inside, and as you can see, I'm here somewhere. Where am I? I think I'm in, there I am right there. There it is, right there. So be sure and get your 2022 calendar, and just know that you are helping a sister helping a sister. Beautiful calendar. Beautiful calendar. And you know I got to show mine in there, of course. And I open it right up to July, so you can see that. So last but not least, if you, I want to thank all of those who contributed to the homeless over the past month because we raised enough money to get generators. Yay! So because it's cold, it's 22 degrees outside, it's cold outside, and they need generators. We go by and see them and ask them what they need. You know, we took them socks, gloves, and all that stuff, but it's never too much because it's cold out there on that ground. So we got a generator that's being delivered, and we'll keep you updated on that. Also, last Saturday of each month, it's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, in which we showcase youth from around the world who, if they can sing, dance, act, direct, spoken word, whatever their natural gift, talent, or ability is, we invite you to have them join us in this monthly Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and they can send in a one-minute video to via YouTube, via HLNTVShow@gmail.com. Okay? So if you've got teens between the age of 13 and 19, this is where you can send their information. And they can win prizes, they can win money, and all that good stuff. If you want to contact me during the week, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. We have so much information. The website has to be revamped because we've got so much information. It's just it locked the website higherlearningnetwork.org. But that'll be taken care of today. So just wanted to share that with you. It is now 9:02 a.m. and it is time for the after show with my sister of the microphone, Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution. Thank you so much, my sister. I love your new look this morning. Oh, I love it. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I can't hear you. Oh, there she is. Okay.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're on. Loud and clear.
No echo. Yeah, because I'm also connected. Well, as always, it's a very informative discussion with your... And I think that people are going to be encouraged as they realize there really is an army of us that are raising consciousness around the globe. So no matter what those who intend to create in terms of control of our minds, there are those who are basically here to deprogram and to expose that which has been false. And I'm excited because we're on. An experiment. The thought was you can take people away from their community, away from their family, away from the land of their birth, and reprogram them to be non-human slaves. Reprogram them to basically do as they're told, and using intense fear and torture, you can keep them in a state of perpetual fear where they would never rebel. Now, everybody, of course, has heard about the Willie Lynch letter and all of that, and how you program people's minds. But the arrogance of the thought that you can take a human being and make them be less than human is quite arrogant, because everybody is the embodiment of the spirit of the Creator. And no one can control God talking to you, enlightening you, and that's the ingredient they keep missing. There is a power greater than any human scheme that's always going to win. That's why that plan didn't work. Yes, we were taken away and not given access to information and repeatedly brainwashed. All of those things, and even been separated from parents and told lies about their ancestry, none of that worked because we are forever connected to the divine energy of creation we call God.
Amen.
That has the power to transmit information to us that is true. And this is why that experiment failed, and we are now here living among the descendants of the very people who thought that experiment. Many of us are in positions of control and authority all throughout the government, throughout industry. We have over because of who we are as souls and expression of divine energy of truth called God.
Amen.
Speak up, period. Doesn't matter how hard you try, how much you put forth false information, how much those people with the planet Earth. Is that we will and we will create. We were meant to live in. So we're going to defeat the plan. No one can do that. Now, the interesting thing is, brother, we filmed. In movie challenge of the brainwash have the man, and it took us a while to learn before. I mean, this is on TV. You know, they tell us this lies are always actual and and so we, and many of us never question whatever we were told, whatever we were told by a government official. Well, the government said it. We never question, well, you know, such and such a person from this major corporation said it. We didn't question these things. And then we began to see the effects of the untruth. One of the major things was the cigarette industry. And if you remember all those movies that first came out when movies were first,
The Marlboro Man, Marlboro Man. I know. My granny used to smoke them. Smoked, what, 2-3 packs a day.
And we don't to really at heart begin. They had to really fight to get that label on those packs. Because the tobacco industry is one of the major industries that built this nation.
Yes.
Many of the unpaid labor, the forced laborers were working on tobacco plantations.
Yep.
Same thing with sugar. Sugar is an addictive drug that's in everything.
That you used to have to have a prescription to get for sugar. Did you know that? Yes. You had to have a doctor's prescription to get drug. And now it's $1 a pound, 5 pounds. It's $1 for 5 pounds.
Everything.
So what does that tell you?
So, in everything.
Everything.
And so when our children are addicted to sugar early in life because we had all these Saturday morning commercials during the cartoon hours of every kind of sugary cereal thrown at them. And so we go, oh, you got to go out and buy the cereal with the sugar and the
yep.
sugar and sugar.
Yep.
So all of these sugary snacks. So this is a major industry. And the plantations that grew sugar cane, I mean, those were notorious, harsh conditions where those unpaid laborers, us, got sent to produce that crop. And so these are industries that finance the great wealth of America. And so do we expect the leaders in those industries to admit that what they produce is a health hazard? Of course not.
No.
And they're financing so much. They're financing so many activities, the sports industries and all those other major industries that rely on advertisement and sponsorship. So you have this financial grip that many of the industries that finance the things that pay people.
That also kill people.
So when we get ready to expose truth, oh, there's a backlash.
There's
yes.
a backlog.
So this is what we're battling. And so now we're looking at the power of the pharmaceutical industry.
Ooh, baby.
How many commercials do we all day take a pill for this, a pill for that, a pill for this, a pill for that? And then the tiny little fine print, maybe a little side of it, you know, may cause, you know, and then they list all these different
yeah.
side effects.
Heart attack, stroke, cancer.
Might lead to cancer or it might cause suicide. You know, after they've said all this, and if you're not paying attention, you're like, well, you know, I don't
right.
worry about that.
Right.
But the side effects are worse than the thing that you're
right.
treated for.
So it's like, why
so
even?
This is a powerful industry.
Why take it? Because we've been conditioned. Let me tell you about conditions very quickly. Over the weekend, I'm looking at a movie, Being the Ricardos, because I love Lucy. So they have a movie out called Being the Ricardos. I did not know Lucy Ricardo. I love Lucy, the movie. I love Lucy. I did not know that she had such a powerful influence in the comedy of her show and that of her of Desi Arnaz, because they never allow women to be seen as the forefront. Now, this is what freaked me out. During the conversation where she and Desi and all the department heads have to get together and discuss the possibilities of we're doing a live show. In that first meeting, this is what tripped me out. The head of CBS, the head of Philip Morris Company, which is the cigarette company, they were the controlling entity in this movie. Do you hear me? So if they only control this move, they're controlling everything. I was like, wow. And Lucy was like, you know, I don't want all these people in here. I want the producer, yada, yada. He's like, oh, no, honey, Philip Morris is here to stay. And whatever you got to say, they need to hear it. I was like, oh, my goodness. This was happening in the 20s and 30s. This was 100 years ago. And they are still in control. They've been forced to tell us that, you know, it was smoking will cause lung cancer. We hear them now.
Yep. And then families, long loved ones, this was a and did not want it publicly.
Oh, wow.
That was a intense battle, but we got to know that we're on the winning side. We have to know that you cannot defeat the creator of these, no matter how much money you have, because your money actually has no value. Give it in our own mind. No anything. All here on this earth passing through. But the illusion of power that entities have created in a state of fear and submission, because they're believing that these people have a power that they don't have. And one of the things that's coming to the forefront now is the fact that there are many, 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 many people across the globe who are just like we are, raising consciousness and exposing the lies and empowering people to make their own choices. And they're doing this because they came here to do this. What's been amazing, several years ago I became acquainted with a past life regressionist, hypnotherapist, Dolores Cannon. And she tells her story. Of course, she has now transitioned, but she has so many videos and podcasts on the internet that her presence is still here. And that's the power of this mass media. You can physically, your spirit might leave, but when you look for things like this, you're still here influencing the earth.
Yep.
That's what's so powerful about what we're doing. It's like all of our shows are in the archive. So even when we transition, we're still teaching. And so she is still teaching. And one of the things she discovered through her patients, as she took them through the hypnotism sessions, and they went all the way not only to past lives, but the lives in between lives and all of these things, many of them were able to recount points in history and tell us what really happened as opposed to the propaganda that we're hearing. We had some people who went back to the time of Man Reed, known as Jesus, who was, and they were one of his contemporaries. One of her hypnotist patients were one of his teachers. I mean, these are things that people couldn't even imagine years ago. But what people are showing is that we are eternal beings connected to information that's always available, even if we're being lied to. Somebody has the power to retract that information that has been hidden. So Dolores Cannon calls herself the recoverer of lost knowledge because she gets them. They go back in time and tell about things that happened in history. And one of the things that she discovered, that after the dropping of the atomic bomb, and it looked like the world was about to come to an end because we'd blown up a major portion and just set off all these poisons into the atmosphere that was going to affect generations. Patients that, under hypnotism, told her that there was a call that went out to the universe from the very spirit of the earth saying, I need help, help me. And the call went out that Earth was in trouble. Earth needs help. And the request was for souls to come from around the universe. Souls that would be willing to incarnate, that means be born on this Earth, whose mission was to change the vibration by bringing an energy of love and exposing much of the
Well, I think she may have gotten frozen there, and while she's frozen, I'm going to show a quick promo. How about that?
Born in the 50s.
Oh, there
she is. In the 60s. And the 70s and the 80s are way who being born here was for the purpose of doing just what we're doing now, changing the energy of the earth, bringing knowledge and information, undoing the brainwashing so that people can see that they've been lied to and they can come out of the shackles of fear that keep their own self-destruction. Because And those of you who may have watched Star Trek, this is, you know, there's the prime directive. You can't interview with, you can't interfere with a planet evolution. Well, that's really not science fiction. That's real.
Mm.
You know, there are worlds out there, but they can't interfere with our own evolution. But we can influence from within. And that's what these souls have come here to do.
Mm.
So there are many, many people around the world that are, that's what they're doing. Now, of course, one of the challenges of the Earth, which it is that once you're born, you go into a veil of forgetfulness. I mean, you don't remember that this is what you agreed to do. You don't remember that you came here with a specific purpose. You're stuck. Unless for you to be reminded. Have come to a point where we're being reminded that this is our purpose. And so we're living our purpose. And that is more powerful than the brainwashing of mass media. Because it's an assignment from the creator of the universe. Who's going to win this battle? No question. The challenge is to be able the extreme pressure those who have been that they are fighting for their those who are so spiritually disconnected to you because those who want to pull over right have children that are disconnected from family living in financial distress brain TV movies that are constantly a steady diet of and destruction, they become tools to use to keep us in a state of fear because we're agreeing to whatever measures of extreme control that are being put forth by those who desire to be controlled over people. Because these are people who are out of control. But how did that happen? It didn't just happen overnight. When you have several generations of families breaking down, you have a non-functional school system, and you have this extreme brainwashing about what you must have and the need to own these things. And so then you have young people feeling abandoned, distressed, and basically led to a criminal culture, well, then you end up having a group of people that can be used against their own people, against humanity. And that's what we have all over the world. So the solution is not more repression or more Lionel Abdul-Hak was talking about earlier, the prison system, which isn't reforming, it isn't transforming, it's just basically making money off of people's pain. What it undo the system that created this mess. So those who are looking at the coronavirus as something to dread, even though it was created in the laboratory and probably intended as a chemical warfare weapon, because the creator of the universe is the one that is going to win, what this virus is actually doing is dismantling all of these systems and have destructed. And you look at it now. People are going to be able to get back control of their families because what do they have to do? They have to stay home. And what to do? Make a home. So what give us the power to do? Instead of giving our children over to an educational system that's giving them useless information, we now take that power back in our own hands. And we can lovingly teach our children in a home environment instead of a quasi-prison environment. And we can give them the skills that we have. We can give them the knowledge we have. We can give them the love that we have. And those jobs that were crushing our spirits going to work so stressed out, worrying about you're going to get fired and treated like little more than a slave, disrespected. Well, many of those have had to scale back and allow people to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening? People are realizing, I don't want to go back to that environment. I want to work in a place where I am at peace, I'm comfortable, and I can do a job, but I don't have to interact with people who demean me. And so now we're going to see a whole transformation of an economy that was factory-based and treating people with no respect. Now people are thinking, you know, I can create a business and I can work from home and I can take care of my children at the same time and I can be with my spouse and loved ones. I can control my own environment. I don't have to be emotionally assaulted every day. So this coronavirus is actually creating a means whereby people are beginning to think and become independent and take responsibility for their children and make powerful decisions to take care of themselves. And now we're also even seeing different economic systems arise. People are coming up with different means of, whether it's bartering or trading or coming up with people-controlled currency, and not the old banking system that keeps you always, lose your home, your car, your livelihood. So all of this is giving people a chance to think and receive inspiration from the divine mind of the universe to create, because that's what we need to do, create new systems of being. So ultimately, we're going to win even using the weapon that was intended to keep us in a state of oppression and control and fear, because the creator of the universe is the one who's going to win, because that's who runs things.
Amen.
And if we say we're people of faith, we have to know that. We have to know we're on the... There were times it looked like slavery was never going to end. But those who realize you can't keep God from talking to people. You can't keep God from inspiring people. You can't God from giving and you might take people and isolate. The Spirit of God is and free our souls meant to be.
Amen.
For our seeing now. We're able to make decisions to take control of their lives. Now, the challenge that we have as we go through the resistance of those who want to keep control, the challenge we have is to remain in a state of inner peace, knowing what the end of the movie looks like. You ever been to it? And it's really distressful because the hero looks like they're about to get killed and all that, and you're on the edge of your seat.
Yep.
But then at the end of the movie, everything turns out all right.
Yep.
Well, that's what's happening right now. The end is all living in a state of peace. That's what the earth is transforming into. And there are many, 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 many people who are here to make that happen, who chose to be born at this time, to do whatever they're doing, whatever industry they're in, whatever circumstances they're in, they are here to raise this consciousness and create new systems and help us transform out of this fear-based society into a love-based society. And they're all over the internet, speaking to each other, speaking to humanity, making us think. And even though there's extreme resistance to those who want to remain in power, they can't win. No one wins over God. No one. And as long as we know that, we can be at peace.
And at peace, at peace,
our global forward. online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air is the acronym, and you can go to onaireverywhere.com and go to the On Air Radio TV Guide and just observe some of the individuals. Some are well known, some are not so known, but all are there because they are part of the mission of global transformation. They have programs all over the internet, all over the media, where they are giving information to help in our internal well-being, our enlightenment, our realization of who we are and the power of who we are. And
Naima, you are breaking up, my dear. Let's
yes,
see.
I know. I'm frozen while I'm every now and then I see. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, but it's 9:30. Let's take this quick call right quick because we're about to go off the air. 773-263. You are live on the Female Solution. Can you hear us, dear? Whoever you
yes,
are.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi, who's this?
This is Rashida. I'm still on.
Oh, thank you, Rashida, for hanging in there with us. Thank you. You wanted to give a comment before we close out the show?
Yes.
Well, I was just thinking about... perhaps we could get together and do some symposiums or something, outreach to start re-educating our community, starting with home base, about approaches to rid some of the ills that are plaguing our communities. We need responsible people that's willing to make a change. Change come about. So, via economic, social, whatever, we need to get together and start approaching that because it's serious times. I know when I was growing up, they used to say it was serious times, but these times are plaguing all of our communities.
Yes, they
are. So, God first for those who believe in the creator and community next, you know.
Amen.
And so many vulnerable people out here, especially those in transition and homeless. A lot of these young children, our parents didn't know what to do for them and put them out in the community, and they were already miseducated and misinformed. So that's another thing, housing situation and then the healing approaches have not, you know, really been effective when it comes to those who are in blight. So that's what I think.
You are right on target, Rashida. I want to thank you for that comment, too, because that is exactly what we are doing at the Higher Learning Network, being, involved in the homelessness and the efforts to end homelessness, not to make them comfortable, but just to help them keep warm is major. So we're doing our part, and we will continue to work with anyone else who wants to help this on this journey because I had no idea before my little brother was murdered by a homeless man several years ago. I had no idea that there was as much homelessness as it is. And then on top of that, I had no idea that there were so many homeless youth. I'm talking about kids going to high school, children going to high school, and they go to high school, and they have nothing. They're on the street.
And then you have children.
Yeah, children are, you know, we say our future, but what are we doing about it? So I engage you all to become involved in a small way right there in your own community. As we close out the show, I want to thank everyone for being a part of this. What can we expect this week on the Female Solution, Naima?
she's froze again. I know tomorrow is Jody Toussaint with Toussaint Essentials. And on Wednesday, that would be Naima Latif. And she's still frozen. And on Thursday, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie. And Friday, that will be Health and Wellbeing with Viata. Oh, there she is. And on Saturday, who's on this Saturday? It's the first Saturday of the month. Oh, I have it right here in front of me. Might help if you look at it, huh, Zelda? First Saturday will be... Who's on the first Saturday, Naima? That would be Move Around with Deborah.
First Saturday.
Oh, Jana. Jana. Jana, our London correspondent.
Jana?
Nonviolent Communication.
Saturday.
Yeah, we got to get some of that stuff off your computer, girl, because you just broke up all the way through here today. All righty. Well, on that note, we are out of here. We want to thank you. Yeah, you keep freezing, girl. You got to take a day to clean that computer up, download, upload, transfer something, because you just keep getting stuck. Anyway. Thank you all so much for being a part of this. Please like and share this video and make a difference in the quality of somebody's life. Until tomorrow morning, we'll see you back here at 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned to more of The Female Solution. And thanks for watching. Make a great day. Hello. Namaste. Hotel. Be sure and share. Thanks.